It's time for another Skip It or Stream It. And what an epic film was chosen for yesterday.
Yes, it's up for Best Picture this year at the Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. Maestro.
That's right.
Starring Bradley Cooper and Carey Mulligan. Of course, also directed by Bradley Cooper and co-written by Bradley Cooper. Wow.
About the life of Leonard Bernstein, and what a film it was. It was very nuanced, and the script, to me, was what made the film.
I thought
it was very well written.
The writing was brilliant. I actually really liked the directing as well. They kind of switched back from color to black and white throughout mm-hmm. the film to show different points in time, I suppose.
Well, and Bradley Cooper's always got to get creative with the shots. I'm thinking of that scene at the beginning where he was standing in the balcony and then
yes.
the camera's coming towards him and it goes over him, and that's a very Bradley Cooper-esque shot. I liked it. It was good.
Yeah. And of course, you know, he had a pretty long career as a composer and a writer, like from the 40s all the way through. And I think he passed away in the 90s.
Yeah, and he wrote West Side Story as well as conducted classic performances of all the greats, the mm-hmm. New York Philharmonic, a couple of classic performances from Brahms that I used to listen to years ago.
No way.
Hey, little known fact, I actually played the piano in high school and I won a state competition at one time.
Look at you.
And I studied some Leonard Bernstein because he was very well known on the piano as well, as you saw in the movie.
Right.
So I liked
seeing the scenes where he would when he was a teacher mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was a strict teacher.
He
demanded, like, you know, perfection, because that's what he demanded on himself. But he also was, you know, kind.
Right.
And he was sweet. And he goes, "What I think you're trying to do is that, do you mind?"
Yeah,
and,
I know.
And then
you
it would
tell
be perfect
cared.
When he did it. Yeah.
Now, his relationship with Felicia, who was his wife, and he was bisexual, and I had forgotten that detail. Of course, I had heard it years ago.
And he had several extramarital affairs, both
right.
with men and women throughout their entire relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the movie was about his professional relationship, but also a lot of it was about his personal relationship with his wife and his kids.
Yeah, and the complexities of that were
yes.
well written in the script. In fact, there's an exemplary scene because she thought at the beginning, this setup is going to be fine. This is a lot of couples think this going into this kind of thing.
Right. As long
okay.
as you
know,
keep it behind closed doors
and, yeah,
and
it's good.
I'm your, you know, your main love.
And it was a time
we can deal with it.
Culturally, it was complicated, shall we say, to
yeah.
be out with that kind of a thing, especially considering what he did. So she was fine with it up until he started caring for people.
She was fine with it till she wasn't,
yeah,
as they say.
He started falling in love with people. Here's one of the scenes in point about how great the script was and the way they showed that kind of nuance as well, and how upset she was here, too.
You're letting your sadness get the
best.
Let me
this
at least finish. Let me finish
me.
What
no.
I'm going to say.
No.
I think
no.
you're letting your sadness get the better of you.
It has nothing to do with me.
That's
it's about you,
okay.
So you should love it.
Love
you
it.
Want to be
wow.
sleepless
yeah.
and depressed and sick. You want to be all of those things so you can avoid fulfilling your obligations
yes.
to what you've been given, to the
oh,
gift
please.
You've been given.
Please.
My God.
The gift comes with burdens,
oh,
if you had any
the
idea.
The burden of failing,
I'm sorry
honesty,
to just admit
love,
it, but that's the truth.
But above all, you love people. And
I do love
that
people.
That wellspring of love, the complications arise in your life.
I've never had an argument like that in a relationship in my life. That was very well put.
Yeah.
Like, wow, she's reading from a poetry book. It's like Yeats or something.
I know.
That was
like
my only
you said,
thing.
It was well written.
Yeah.
And maybe too well written
that's
at some points, right?
My only maybe knock on it is like sometimes I just don't see that happening exactly like that in real life. But
yeah.
other than that, it was fantastic. But what he did do well was, like I said, show the nuance of her dealing with the different encounters, the extracurricular
right.
activities.
Right. Because, you know, at first she seemed to be okay with it, and then it really broke apart their relationship, and then she got sick.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say too much because I want you to watch it.
Right.
But man, it was a tearjerker. I was bawling my eyes out during moments. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you know
too.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Especially with things going on recently in my life. I've lost somebody recently. And this movie was more about life and death and relationships than it even was about the music.
Oh, absolutely.
In my mind.
The music was the backdrop, basically, to all of it.
Kind
of
like to this review right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
It is Leonard Bernstein playing.
I thought Bradley Cooper was fantastic and a well-deserved nomination for Best Actor. But even more so, I think Carey Mulligan stole the show.
Oh,
and
wow,
I'd be
yeah.
shocked if she didn't win Best Actress. Or at least, well, she's been nominated. But I'd be shocked if she didn't take it because, wow, she really shone as like the person that was the woman behind the man.
Yeah.
And how hard that must have been for her, because she was famous in her own right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's successful, but she always kind of took a back seat to him.
Right. And it's going to be a tough selection this year for Best Picture at the Oscars. I don't know how they're going to do it. There's a lot of great selections.
There is. We're going to get through all of them.
I don't mind.
Before March 10th.
Well, for this one, in case there was any doubt, for Maestro, I say stream it.
Oh, 100% stream it, but it's a slow burn. You have to pay attention. It's not something you can be multitasking with other things. Watch the whole thing when you've got time to really digest the whole story, because it's really quite complex.
There you go. And you can catch it on Netflix as well. Maestro, stream it.